Anyway, we're going to close out the first half with Ms. Marnie Thompson.
Lauren's story was actually very, dovetails nicely, kind of, because I just recently took a leap of my own and opened that door, even though everything was screaming at me not to. Because everybody makes a joke like, oh, the game of life is so realistic, like two kids and a spouse and a mortgage and a car, like that's really what it's all about. And for a long time, for me, that was what it was all about. That's what I was striving for. You know, it was expected of me to go to college and find a job and settle down and also give my parents the grandkids that they relied on me to provide. When I was in middle school, my mom was talking about what we should do with all the baby clothes in the basement, and my dad very pointedly looked at me, not my brother, but me. He's like, maybe we should keep them around for the future. I was like, oh, jeez, I'm 12. Wow. That's pretty heavy. So I went to college, and I got a nice apartment and grown-up job in my field of study, and then after about 2 years there, I realized I did not want to move up in this industry. I saw the management there and, you know, being there 14 hours a day, 6 days a week, you know, under constant scrutiny and pressure and observation from the higher-ups, and that was just not the life that I wanted. But being a line-level employee was also terrible. The scrutiny and stress that the managers were under transferred to us, and I became unnecessarily burdened by work that I was no longer challenged by or really even interested in anymore. And so after 3 years total, I left. And I decided, yes, I'm going to do something creative, something I can, you know, work with my hands and really allow me to share what I know with others. Because I like teaching, not always in a traditional like classroom sense, because unless I'm up there to lecture, like sometimes it just becomes difficult for me to express my thoughts clearly. But I decided to leave and see, you know, what else I could do to help people in a different way, like people that could really benefit. Not overprivileged, wealthy people that could spend $1,000 a night on a suite, because that's what I did before. And don't get me wrong, like revenue from them was what kept me around. It comprised my paycheck every other week. But if I ever had the resources to do such a thing and I gained that much money in my life, just smack me, because they could go to such a better cause. And the thing is, so that like, although I quit, the corporate world kept calling back to me. And I recently went on an interview to what I once would have considered to be like my dream job. It was an event planning assistant in a fine dining restaurant in the Loop. And I accepted the interview, even though going to it, I had these nagging thoughts like, this is what you just got out of. What are you doing getting back into it? But I was looking forward to it, you know, despite all of that. But during the interview, talking with the manager, I realized I don't want to be here. I like dressing up, but I hate having to put on this mask that I need to do my job properly. Because the corporate environment just really stripped away any sense of self that I once felt I had. However, I desperately wanted a job that would give me the 9-to-5 schedule that my friends had. So I thought that I could have a good work-life balance. But in order to balance, if my working side was me, you know, feeling completely overburdened and I'm exhausted and doing what I hate, then my personal life side, in order to balance that out, has to be like, I'm in total bliss and ecstasy every waking moment, like my life couldn't be better. And then maybe somehow those two sides would even out. But that's so beyond the realm of realistic. It's like you're playing Sweet Valley High, and then the first time around, you get your bikini, and you find your bathing suit and your beach towel, and you get your boyfriend, Winston Egbert, all on the first try. Like, who does that? Nobody does that. It's impossible. It takes an hour. So what I want to be, and I've actually just accepted this job, is that I'm going to be a kids yoga teacher. I'm just really excited about it. This is so silly. It's just like, I start this week, and it's something I'm doing that like, I'm really proud that I'm going to be able to do this and just like really own it. And because like who you choose to be and what you choose to do can be so different from one another. And so I needed to take a step back and realize I'm a human being, not a human doing. Thank you.